and all that weight is gone. The rock guides you quickly and effortlessly to the main part of Divine Mountain. And you're now drawing closer to the mountain, flying beside the forest just beyond the shore. And the beautiful trees and the animals of the forest. The water and the waves below you. Such an amazing view. And you find yourself flying through the clouds as the floating mountain appears closer and closer in your visual field. You're only a few feet from it now. Good. And you're there now, and the rock gently sets down on the mountain. And go ahead now, and step upon this beautiful floating rock, and take in the beautiful scenery around you, the mist, the clouds, and the sunset. As you take in the view, you begin to notice that Divine Mountain itself is now beginning to rise, floating past and above the clouds, the atmosphere, up and up, slowly and gently. And as you easily leave the Earth's gravitational pull, you find yourself leaving the Earth behind and entering the dark and the starlit reaches of space. Flying past the space debris of the Earth's atmosphere. Flying past the planets of our solar system and beyond. Passing the stars, the space rocks, and you're now moving past other planetary systems which may have been remained undiscovered until now. The mountain is literally flying now through infinity with you as its passenger. And how does it feel to be in the vastness of space?